I'm compelled to bring a voice to a number of posts I've read today following the aftermath of the heinous horrors inflicted on innocent individuals. Early this morning, I saw a friend's post that read, "He feared his good friend Helen Wilson was catering for the show in Paris last night. She was shot twice in the thigh, and her friend died in her arms. She's in surgery now. This insanity must stop." I learned throughout the course of the day that I share a number of mutual friends with Ms. Wilson. This is Helen Wilson's account when speaking to The Telegraph. Ms. Wilson, speaking from her hospital bed, told The Telegraph how she had tried to keep Nick alive as he lay on the ground at the Bataclan Concert Hall. She tried to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation and held him in her arms as he struggled for his life. Miss Wilson, 49, originally from New Orleans, also told how she witnessed the gunman deliberately targeting concertgoers in wheelchairs. The gunman hunted down disabled people who were sat in an area specifically set aside for wheelchair users. Miss Wilson, who runs a catering company, Rock and Bowl, in Paris, said, "Nick was shot in front of me. It was around 9:45 p.m. when the first shots were fired, competing with the noise with the rock music being played by the California band Eagles of Death Metal at the Bataclan. We heard a couple of noises outside, and people started running into the club. We didn't know what was going on," said Miss Wilson. "Then maybe six guys came in with machine guns and shotguns and just started shooting people. It was mayhem. When anyone started running, they would shoot them down. So we got down on the floor. I was afraid whenever I heard a step behind me. They machine gunned everybody. Nick was in front of me when we were lying on the ground and somebody moved and they just turned around and started shooting us. His back was to me, and I couldn't see what happened, and I tried to keep him talking. Then I tried to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and they, the gunmen, were just sort of in the shadows, and they would shoot if anyone said anything. Then he couldn't breathe anymore, and I held him in my arms, and I told him I loved him. He was the love of my life." Helen Jane Wilson. Miss Wilson was shot in both thighs and was taken to Saint-Antoine Hospital in Paris after being bandaged and receiving a blood transfusion. Mr. Alexander, 36, was a merchandiser working with the band. Miss Wilson said, "Nick and I were together many years ago, and it didn't work out," she said. "Once in a while, we would bump into each other at very strange places, and he phoned me the night before the incident and said he was in Paris. And I went to see him, and we spent a big part of the night talking about things that had happened in the past, and I was so happy to be seeing him, and then this happened." She said when emergency workers finally helped her out of the building, she lost sight of him. A woman who describes herself as the girlfriend of Mr. Alexander tweeted tributes on Saturday afternoon to the love of my life. Polina Buckley. "You are and always will be the love of my life. Nick Alexander." Fuck terrorism. # Paris attacks. # Bataclan. 11:36 a.m. 14 Nov. 2015. Brooklyn, New York, United States. Nick Alexander, 36, from London, was killed at the venue. He was shot in front of Helen Wilson, an American expat who herself was wounded in both legs. In a statement, his family said he was everybody's best friend and died doing the job he loved. "It is with huge sorrow that we can confirm that our beloved Nick lost his life at the Bataclan last night," the statement said. "Nick was not just our brother, son, and uncle. He was everyone's best friend, generous, funny, and fiercely loyal. Nick died doing the job he loved, and we take great comfort in knowing how much he was cherished by his friends around the world. Thank you for your thoughts and respect for our family at this difficult time. Peace and light.